Jessyn with you this morning. Now, I apologise in advance, Upper Hunter. It's going to be a bit of a bombardment of politics over the next 6 weeks until we get to May 22 and the by-election. Slowly but surely, the candidates are coming forward. We have a National. We have a Shooters, Fisher and Farmer candidate today. We'll officially have a Labor candidate as well. And quite possibly, maybe, an independent in Stuart Bonds. He joins me this morning. Stuart, how are you doing?
Hey, Jess. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I imagine you're probably feeling a lot of pressure at the moment. It's been three or four Newcastle Herald front pages in the last fortnight about yourself and One Nation and whether or not you are going to run in the by-election. Have you made a decision?
No, I haven't made a decision on anything really, Jess. I just feel like I've got the weight of the world on my head at the moment. So, yeah, it's been a bit tiring, the whole thing. Yeah.
I guess the decision on whether or not you stay in One Nation was kind of made for you on the weekend.
Yeah. Look, it was. I mean, I'm a bit disappointed the way that it all went down and didn't get a phone call or anything about it. And it's been a very stressful couple of weeks. And it came to a head, obviously, the other day. And, you know, here we are. The rest is history.
Yeah. Well, talk us through it briefly, what happened for anyone who did miss it. You were weighing up whether or not to stay with the party over Mark Latham and Pauline Hanson and Malcolm Roberts, I should say, voted with the government on an industrial relations bill that didn't really include the things that you'd been fighting for.
Yeah, that pretty well sums it up, Jess. It just was disappointed, and I voiced my disappointment at the party's direction on the bill. I asked for an explanation. The explanation that I got, I was not satisfied with, and I was hoping that we could perhaps come to an amicable agreement on some ways that we could go move forward, and that just clearly wasn't going to happen. So it was always going to end in this way, I think, but it just, culminated in me not knowing about it when the decision was made, I guess.
Yeah. So now we're getting up to a by-election now. We've got candidates starting to come out. Do you think, you know, what are the options? Do you join another party? Do you run as independent? Do you think you will? I mean, would you run for state given you were really vying for the federal spot?
Look, this state election is obviously an atypical election. It's going to the person who wins it will wield an extremely large amount of power, because it could plunge the government into minority government. If an independent was to win, they would effectively become one of the most powerful people in state politics because they hold a swinging vote. This is also really going to be a referendum on Jodie McKay's leadership, because if under the current circumstances the Labor Party can't win the seat, then they'll probably never win the seat, and Jodie McKay's head's probably on the chopping block. So the Nationals need to win. I don't think they will win. You've got a wild card in there, the Shooters, Fishers, and you've got a pile of independent and smaller minor parties that are in there. So, look, it's a Melbourne Cup field. It's not compulsory preferences, which is also something that people need to differentiate between the federal parliament. I'm sure most people would understand that, but that's going to play a part as well. So the pie is 100%. 100% of the vote does not have to be allocated in this, so you don't have to get to 50%. You've just got to get the majority of the ballots to stack up on your pile.
Yeah.
You know? So all of this is going to play into, very much into the political side of things, of how many numbers do we put on the vote card? Do we put any numbers? Do we put one or two? It's all political talk, and a lot of noise is going to be made about it, Jess.
Yeah. Do you think, given how you did in the federal election, which was really quite good considering, do you think if you ran in state against the Nationals, who, you know, it's debatable how much trust they're going to gain back from the community after everything that's happened, against, you know, the Labor candidates looking like Jeff Drayton, do you think you could beat those types of candidates?
Yeah, I do think that I could win. I do think that there would be a chance that I could win that seat. I really do. But, again, given such a short period of time, given everything that's gone on, the question is, do I want to? And the federal seat would still be the ultimate goal, and I've been focused on it and the issues for the last few years, and that continues to sort of be my focus. It's just sometimes opportunities present themselves, and you don't know, I could walk down the road and get hit by a bus before the next federal election. So I'm just weighing it up, Jess. I'm purely weighing it up. Yeah. I'm not even 50-50. I've no idea where I am running with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Stuart, we will certainly stay in touch, and I'm sure you'll let us know when you make a decision. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning, and we'll catch up with you soon.
No problem, Jess. Look, the nominations close on the 30th, Jess, so there's plenty of time for even other parties to jump on that are not even on the ticket yet that we haven't even thought about. So, look, it's going to be a very interesting 6 weeks. Can't wait to hear your commentary.